Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Welcome, everyone, to America's Dining and Travel Guide. If we haven't met, I'm Pierre Wolf, indeed, your host of a show that's been on for 28 years. Would you believe that? And today, of course, they're celebrating in Munich, and in Munich, Germany, that beautiful city, Oktoberfest. Lots of beer being drunk. 40,000 people attend that festival in that Bavarian city of Munich, Germany.
She's ready whenever you are.
We go back to the United States. There's simply nothing more beautiful as far as a resort hotel is concerned. It is that gorgeous Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And the one and only Ann Alba is joining me. How are things? Hi, Ann. How's it going?
Hello, Pierre Wolf. It is going very well. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I miss seeing you.
You know, we've had our problems trying to get up there. Hopefully, we will still make it in fall. I'll get in touch. There have been a number of reasons.
We'll be looking forward to that.
Well, you know, we don't miss out. I've been coming there for 44 years, every year, so we can't miss out 2016. In the meanwhile, give your title to everyone.
I am resident manager of this grand hotel, the Broadmoor, and I have been here, believe it or not, 30 years, Pierre.
30. I said to Jeremiah, who is producing the show, I said 25. I missed it by 5 years. Congratulations. There's always something new for you and for those who come to the Broadmoor. Nothing is the same. It is always improving. Each and every year something happens that makes you want to come more often. So what happened recently, before we go into the fall season, with Thanksgiving not too far away, actually.
So thank you for bringing that up. That's a hot topic, Thanksgiving. It is right around the corner in our world. And really, Pierre, as you well know, that is where we kick off our holiday season with the white light ceremony that begins Saturday right after Thanksgiving. And, of course, you'll appreciate Thanksgiving. We do our beautiful Thanksgiving brunches that entail a Lake Terrace dining room, and we also have brunch in International Center and Rocky Mountain Ballroom and special offerings within our restaurants, including our beautiful Penrose and Summit, which you're fond of. And so Thanksgiving really is a tradition here at the Broadmoor that really signifies that the holidays are really beginning for the winter. And there's not a bad season, certainly in Colorado, and there's not a bad season at the Broadmoor, but very, very festive. So the Saturday after Thanksgiving, all of our lights go on property for our holiday lights, which are over 150,000 strands of white lights on property. And just a very festive feel really begins Thanksgiving and continues.
The one and only Ann Alba, the Grand Dame of the Rockies. That's what they call the beautiful Broadmoor Hotel. Before we go into some of the marvelous dining places, why don't you tell the listener what else is outside the main premise of the Broadmoor that we need to not forget about?
Absolutely. We've really added a whole new portfolio to the Broadmoor. Just recently, you may not even know this, but you probably do because you're in the know. We have also become a sister to Sea Island. Sea Island and the Cloisters is now officially a sister property to the Broadmoor, which is very unique and and interesting. Another fine old property on the East Coast, very reminiscent of our traditions, meaning generational guests and a generational hotel, and very, very beautiful and steeped in tradition. In addition, we have added over the years our wilderness. Within the last 4 years, we've added a wilderness portfolio, which is Broadmoor branded, but certainly very different from our resort. We have a fishing camp. We have Emerald Valley Ranch, which is a dude ranch and horseback riding in a beautiful little lake that sits right outside of the lodge. 1890 cabins that really go back to Spencer Penrose, our founder, and as well as Cloud Camp, which was, again, our founder, Spencer Penrose's property. It used to be the Honeymoon Lodge. We built that 2 years ago, foundation up, and restored it to a beautiful, beautiful lodge, which sits on the top of the mountain and right above the shrine, Will Rogers Shrine. And really is the highest point looking down on the Broadmoor and across our beautiful scenery right against the Rocky Mountains. And I think that Cloud Camp is known for the hiking and the food and beverage program, the wine and the dinners, and the view itself is extraordinary. Then, of course, we go to Seven Falls, which sits 5 minutes in our backyard, and that is part of the Broadmoor experience now as well. With our new restaurant, 1858, and a beautiful historic boxed canyon. And guess what? Now we have, Pierre, Soaring Adventure, which you can zip line right into Seven Falls.
Really? Yes. I didn't know about that.
So if you decide you want to visit the restaurant, you can zip in, rappel off the mountain, and have lunch at 1858 for the adventurous, right?
You know, the listener is probably totally overwhelmed by what this beautiful resort hotel called the Broadmoor. You can reach it easily from Colorado Springs Airport, and also it's only about an hour, a little bit more than an hour from DIA Denver International Airport if you're flying in. Tell me, what does typically... Let's say a family of four, two youngsters in their teens, early teens, that is, with their parents, what would they be doing excitingly so at the Broadmoor, and how many days do they typically spend there?
Well, I'll tell you, on the average now, you know, years ago, travel used to be much different. So we used to have summer guests that would come in to get out of the Texas heat or Oklahoma heat, and they would really stay with us for the summers, June, July, and August.
Wow.
Now, of course, times are changed, and things are too busy, I think, for anybody to get away that long of a time. So a long stay for us anymore with a family is we've got some families who still stay 2 weeks. Some stay a week, but most families will stay a long weekend. And so three nights is an average for a family in the summertime. But, boy, I tell you, you can pack it in from young to old. There's everything in between. So for the younger children traveling with families, we have our Bee Bunch program, and we have the zoo, which sits 5 minutes from us, and outdoor activities, including laser tag and bingo throughout the weekends, and lots of fun stuff just centered around the younger crowd, but also family inclusive. Teenagers have really taken to our bowling alley, Play at the Broadmoor, which has a great eclectic menu for anything from hot dogs to sushi, which is, I think, serves everybody well. Milkshakes and adult milkshakes, and most importantly, six bowling lanes, a pool table, a foosball table, and an old-style shuffleboard table.
You know, so, of course, Ann Alba, that
teens really love that.
Yeah, my family enjoyed being there. It was just fantastic, and we also ate there at the same time.
Absolutely. I think it's, and that, you said it, Pierre, it's from the whole family. The young ones can enjoy it. The teenagers certainly enjoy it. And then the adults have equally as much fun.
Is the pool still open at this point? that beautiful swimming
Believe
pool.
Believe it, yeah. Believe it or not, it is. We still have our outdoor infinity pool open.
Well, it'll close when?
Well, you know, we're funny in Colorado because we're just known for this time of year thinking of skiing, but we are weather dependent. We typically close the pool right about October 10th, and then we go to our beautiful indoor pool at the spa.
Don't go away, Aunt Alba. Stay with me on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Aunt Alba, resident manager of the beautiful Broadmoor. I am Pierre Wolf, host of this show. Stay with us. That beautiful Broadmoor Hotel with resident manager for 30 years, would you believe? Yes, you can believe it, because anyone working at a beautiful place like the Broadmoor doesn't want to leave that particular position, particularly the one that the Grand Dame, as I call Anne Alva of the Rockies.
Thank you, Pierre. Thank you.
Is the weather as nice as it is currently in Denver, nearing 80 degrees.
I'm telling you, yes, it is. You're a little warmer than us, but I tell you, the sky could not be more blue, and the property is beautiful, and the sunrise in Colorado this morning was spectacular.
Spectacular.
So the setting is gorgeous.
Now, many people love to play golf, and there are also some accommodations next to the beautiful golf course, the International Golf Course. How long do they play golf in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor, Anne?
Well, thank you for asking, because I think people figure, again, that we stop golfing when it's winter. We do not. We have our east and west course open throughout the winter. There's a winter course that we call the Ross Course, and so that is open. It's a combination of holes both east and west. Weather permitting, it stays open all winter. And so with Colorado Springs, we're kind of the banana belt. We get just enough snow to make it beautiful and feel festive in the winter. But who knows, while you're here in 3 days, you could have snow and truly golf the next afternoon. So it is a well-rounded resort. We keep everything open. And like I said, we're never without a pool, and even an outdoor pool in the middle of October.
Now then, there is a golf club, and it has a dining facility included. Isn't that correct?
It is a wonderful dining facility for our hotel guests and members. And again, being a resort that opened its doors in 1918, we have a wonderful membership, long time membership, and very dedicated generational hotel guests. And the golf club has really been a staple of that tradition since we opened. And the new golf course now, new in the scheme of things, sits looking at the golf course and the mountains and al fresco dining and beautiful dining in the dining room with not a bad seat in the house, all overlooking the beautiful scenery. And a great little pub and real nice club atmosphere, and wonderful things that happen throughout the summer, just exciting things over at the clubhouse that are centered around our golf program, which of course is leading up to the Senior Open that we'll be hosting again in 2018, which will also be our 100-year anniversary. So that's going to be a big year.
I hope I'm still around by then. I don't know. But listen, what we haven't done, and we normally speak about, are the many dining facilities, eating for, they don't all have to be dining, at that beautiful Broadmoor Hotel. Speak about that for a moment, would you please, Anne?
Well, I know that's one of your favorite subjects, and mine too. So there's, during season, actually 16 places on site that you can dine, and that's everywhere from out on the golf course, our little oasis, to the pool, to our fine dining, which is, of course, the world-renowned Penrose Dining Room and five star, five diamond. So the main restaurants, I'll begin with that. That is still the very old tradition of course menu and tableside service and live music and beautiful crystal chandeliers sitting on the ninth story of our South Tower building. One view has view of the city lights. One view has lake and mountain, and it's really spectacular. It's a dining experience. It's really something that's, you know, something that you walk away from going, that was a very, very special experience.
Yeah,
we had Summit, which I believe.
Right. I love this. I was going to add that in 1970, I brought the award-winning Restaurateurs of the United States to the Penrose Room and the Broadmoor for a wonderful experience, not to be forgotten. And you were mentioning
Absolutely.
Another restaurant that might be always on top of my list, the Summit.
Yeah, you knew it, and you took the words out of my mouth, because I know you don't play favorites, but that's certainly top on your list. Summit is an Adam Tahani design, wonderful, wonderful wine selection. When you walk into the restaurant, not only is the design very eclectic and very, I just think, Broadmoor, but very modern as well. There's a beautiful wine turret with every selection of wine you can imagine. And we really pride ourselves on Colorado fresh seasonal menus, which change four times a year, and we support a lot of our local growers, as far as, you know, the eggs are used from a local farmer, and herbs, and just a wonderful, wonderful, very fresh menu. A bit of gourmet feel, but certainly casual and upscale enough that, again, it's a great memory, but it is not jacket recommended, not that formal. So it's a very good in-between restaurant. We also have our tavern.
Yes. Oh, the tavern is wonderful. You can sit outside. There's music in the evening, isn't there?
There's music in the evening. Yes, we still have live music in the tavern, and really a great prime program. So traditional American steakhouse, known for our beef and the steaks, and definitely prime rib. And then, of course, I think you were probably going to think of Del Lago, our new Italian restaurant.
Absolutely. Now, we can't forget that today, Sunday, when you listen to America's Dining and Travel Guide for 2 hours, the beautiful Broadmoor Hotel, residence manager Ann Alba. Was there a big crowd at brunch time at your beautiful terrace dining room?
I believe there was a good crowd today, a mere 650 people, give or take, walked through our doors
today
for brunch. Yes, yes, yes. And like you said, very traditional. It is in the main tower. It was the dining room that, when we first opened the hotel, served breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was the only dining room on property. And really just that very traditional heart of the hotel feel. And yes, brunch is a tradition for our hotel guests and our local guests. And as you well know, because you've been there many times, it gets enhanced during the holidays, as I mentioned, with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and the holidays coming up. Just wonderful, beautiful holiday brunches.
There's absolutely nothing at that brunch that you might want and is not available. It's totally overwhelming. The Broadmoor Hotel and all the outside properties operated by the Broadmoor are unforgettable. Make it a wish. Put it on your bucket list to visit the Broadmoor. Anne, I wish you well and hope to see you before the year is over. Thank you for your time. It's great. The Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Thank you, Anne. And hello to everyone. We'll be back with more America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf. Only heard here on Biz Talk Radio.
We got snacks and supplies. It's time to leave this town. It's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA. Let's go get lost.
Yeah. nothing more appropriate tonight will be at sundown, the celebration by those of Jewish faith. They will be celebrating Rosh Hashanah. It is the New Year's celebration at sundown. And as I said, nothing more appropriate than my next guest, her name, Amy Stopnicki, who has written a book called Kosher Taste, Plan, Prepare, and Plate. So the big holiday tonight, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, followed approximately 8 days later by another Jewish holiday called Yom Kippur. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Are you going to celebrate tonight already?
I am. I have a big crowd coming over to my house tonight.
Before we go any further, who is Amy Stopnicki? And how did she get started to write such a beautiful, beautiful illustrated book called Kosher Taste, is the big word, Plan, Prepare, and Plate? So how did you get involved with that? Go ahead.
Thank you so much. The truth is that I started cooking as a teenager just because I liked it. It was a creative outlet for me. It became something that I did for fun. And through the years, I've worked as an event planner here in my hometown, Toronto. And I really realized that I enjoyed serving food and plating food and the making of food. And so everyone used to say to me, you should be a caterer. Why don't you cater? And I said, you know, I don't think I would love to do that, but I would love to actually share my recipes, and I would love to put a book together. And so after years of talking about it, I decided it was time. And really, that's what I did.
Now, is there a fairly good-sized Jewish population in Toronto, Canada?
Yes, we have in Toronto, how many Jews? About 200,000 Jewish people in the Toronto area.
And is your book a big success at this point? I hope it is.
Yes, so far I have to say, everywhere I go, I'm stopped on the street. I'm making your this tonight. I made this yesterday. I love your book. I was just in the dollar store. Some lady who I don't know came up to me and said, you're the cookbook author, right? And I said, yes. And she said, I just bought four. I love your book. So the response really has been really positive over here.
You know, that same thing happens to me, but I wonder, have you been on television so that they recognize you?
No, I haven't been on television as of yet. My photograph has been in a few newspapers, and I'm online. Like, I have a Facebook group, and I also have an Instagram page where, you know, sometimes when I do an event, I'll post pictures. So there are some people who can see me in Toronto. I mean, you know, maybe they've seen my photo in, you know, one of the local newspapers, or they know me through somebody.
I've been on the longest continuous radio broadcaster, 58 years. Are you listening, Amy?
Wow.
And I did television for...
Yeah,
and television I did for about, I would say, 25 years. I gave that up because I traveled the world. And like you, many people stop me, wherever it may be, in stores, at a train station, at airports, or on the street, anywhere, and say, "Hi, Pierre. Is that you?" And
wow.
I have no idea.
That's a big compliment.
Well, thank you. They had a huge article on my being the longest continuous broadcaster. And if you don't mind, I'll mention it. You can still see the article and the photographs, which are outrageously beautiful. You go to Pierre Wolf, Wolf with an E on the end, P-I-E-R-R-E, and then W-O-L-F-E, Denver Post, P-O-S-T. And you will see that beautiful article. But back to you. As an event planner, what did you plan?
So I've worked in many, I've been doing it for quite a few years. So everything from golf tournaments, weddings, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, corporate parties, and I've also done smaller events like engagement parties and things like that. But my main job, my main business is, I would say, towards the weddings and the bar mitzvahs and the bat mitzvahs.
So for those who are not familiar with the word kosher, could you explain a little bit what that is all about?
Absolutely. So kosher is part of our dietary restriction. It means a few things. Mostly, we don't eat pig. We don't eat anything from the pig. Like, we don't eat bacon or pork ribs or anything from the pig. And we also don't eat meat and dairy products together. So, for example, we wouldn't eat a cheeseburger. If we wanted to eat something like that, we would eat a beef burger with soy cheese on it, or we would find a different way. So it does, in my book, if you don't keep kosher, you can add cheese or meat or whatever you'd like to the, you know, recipes. If you don't keep kosher and you do eat pork, you know, I have a veal roast that you could substitute with a pork roast. So it doesn't discriminate. It's just that the book, because I eat kosher and I'm a kosher person, that's the reason that I was, you know, involved in a kosher cookbook.
You know, in the letter that I received with that beautiful book, and don't think that we won't talk about the book itself, because you're going to stay over till the top of the hour. It says here, celebrate the sweetness of the Jewish New Year. Can you believe that we're doing a show on the eve of what the Jews call Rosh Hashanah? Am I saying that correctly?
You are exactly correct.
And it's followed by another Jewish holiday called Yom Kippur. What's that all
That's
about?
Right. So actually, Yom Kippur is the day, it's called in English a Day of Atonement, and it's a day where Jews all over the world fast. We don't eat food, but it's funny because I always joke that for Jewish people, food is always part of the holiday, even on a fast day, because we are all concerned with what meal are we making before the fast and what are we eating to break the fast. But the actual day is a fast day for us.
Now, just to give a little teasing to my international audience here on America's Dining and Travel Guide, also not to forget there are people celebrating, not kosher, but celebrating the Oktoberfest in Munich,
yes.
Germany. Are they celebrating in Toronto also? The Oktoberfest.
Really. I mean, I guess via them, but not officially.
Yeah, they drink beer whether it's Oktoberfest or not, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
They don't need an excuse.
No, not over here.
Amy Stopnicki, who wrote a beautiful book called Kosher Taste. It is multi-page. It's a coffee table book with 260 roughly beautiful recipes and pictures. Who did the photography, by the way? It's outstanding.
Well, thank you so much. I worked with a food photographer named Michelle Manzoni. She's local to the Toronto area. I did the photos actually in my, we set up an in-home studio. So I cooked the food and I styled the food as well.
It looks absolutely stunningly attractive. That means you want to eat each and every page of photography on the food. And give a little teasing as to what we'll talk about, namely the contents of your book.
So basically, the book is kind of divided in mostly in a traditional way that many cookbooks are divided. I have different sections, soups and salads, sides. I have an interesting section which is called mushroom section, which is all different types of recipes with the mushroom as the main ingredient. I also have an interesting section called Trendy Recipes, which is if you're a kind of cook that you're interested in stepping outside of your comfort zone, a little bit out of the box, it has some really interesting recipes. And then I have sweet treats, and at the end I have a section called Odds and Ends, which is basically some chutneys and some
dressings.
Don't forget, we're
going to talk about this beautiful book called Kosher Taste with Amy Stopnicki from Toronto, Canada. I'm Pierre Wolf from the Wolf Den in Denver, Colorado, live. Stay with us.
16 coaches long. Well, that long black train. Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about...
Thank you again for joining me, Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide, each and every Sunday for 2 hours, heard here on Biz Talk Radio. Anywhere in the world, they are listening and participating, and it's very easy to go to Biz Talk Radio and click on Listen Live, and there we are each and every Sunday. And today, my special guest, Amy Stopnicki, and her book, Kosher Taste, Plan, Prepare, and Plate. And using the word plan, let's start by looking at the contents of this beautiful book. But what is under the heading Plan Ahead? Tell that to my audience, please, Amy.
Absolutely. The idea of having the plan is that anything that you need to do before the recipe, preparations or different ways of changing it or replacing ingredients, anything before you actually make the recipe is in the plan category.
All right. Then the book turns and goes to weekday menus. What would be found under that heading? Amy?
So when I was doing the book, I really tried to speak to a lot of people. I really wanted to take into consideration what the readers want to see in their cookbooks. And I was told by many people that everyone's always looking for a menu. They come home from work, they come home from school, they have kids, they have parents, they have family, and they just want food to put on the table. So what I did was I basically created 3 weeks worth of menus, weekday menus, from recipes in the book. And basically it's just, you know, for example, on a Monday, it'll tell you what you're making and then the page number. So really just to make your life as simple as possible.
Would you share some of those items that you will prepare possibly on a Monday, Tuesday? Would you do that, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So basically, here, let's take, for example, on a Monday, I have here that you would make Asian salmon, page 116, with arugula salad, page 44, and a fresh beet slaw, which is page 40. On another Monday evening, I have that you would make meat kebabs with hummus with mushrooms and baked pita chips. Let's give you, I guess, let's say a Wednesday evening. I have a mini turkey meatloaf with sesame green beans and Greek potatoes. And all these recipes are easy and user-friendly.
Great. Now, with us now officially, not yet, but going into fall and then comes winter, soups will be very popular. Are there some that are your favorite in the book called Kosher Taste, Plan, Prepare, and Plate? Go ahead.
And it's funny because I actually discussed this in the beginning of the book where I discussed my plan ahead section. I myself and my family love soups, and I actually make a soup every week on a Sunday morning. I make a soup that I have in the house for the entire week or the entire 3-4 days till it lasts, that my children will eat for snack or will have with their dinner, always ready and in the fridge so that they know they can always warm it up. Some of those soups that I really like, there's an elephant garlic soup in the book.
Elephant garlic.
Yes, it's a very interesting soup. Elephant garlic is an ingredient that falls somewhere between a leek and an onion. So it's almost like a milder flavor of a garlic, really, really healthy for you, really has a lot of antioxidants in it, but it's a mild flavor. So I would make this on a Sunday morning and have it in the house, like I said, for the week. I would also really, really recommend the roasted tomato with Parmesan crostini. That's a really, really nice soup. Also, easy and simple. It's basically just roast potatoes. I have a little bit of pepper in here, onions, tomato sauce, and some really nice spices. And then the crostini I would make just before serving it, or sometimes I won't make it either way. If you're more interested in something a little bit adventurous, I have a hot and sour soup. And the hot and sour soup is nice because you can literally make it and have it finished within 30 minutes, boiled and cooked and ready to eat.
That's not
really nice.
Yeah, let's not forget, because time is getting short, Amy.
Okay, go ahead.
Is fish and seafood items very popular in Toronto, Canada, Amy?
Fish and seafood, I think fish is always popular everywhere you go.
And is it included in your beautiful book? Share that with my audience.
I have a section which is called Fish and Dairy. I've put them together, and I have some very interesting recipes in that section. It's not so much shellfish, because that doesn't fit in our kosher our kosher diet, but I do have and they make this for the kosher market. They make a faux crab, which is like, I guess it's made with other fishes, and they flavor it to taste like the crab. And I do some really nice recipes with the crab and pasta salads. I also have some fish kebabs, which are really nice, and, you know, the Asian salmon, which I mentioned. So there's lots of fish to choose from in the book.
How about meat items for the meat lovers, Amy?
I have 30 recipes for meat and poultry. Everything from mini veal sliders to kebabs, balsamic roast chicken, chicken satay with peanut sauce, prime rib, chicken linguine, pesto stuffed chicken, meatballs, lamb chops. There's quite a variety. Briskets.
And much more. And since we're nearing the end of this particular program, let's have a dessert or two. Are they in the book?
Of course they are. Absolutely. I would say, well, since we're going into the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, it's customary to eat sweet foods on our holidays because we'd like a sweet year. And I have some apple cinnamon streusel muffins, which do the job really, really nicely. And I also have chocolate mousse in cups.
Oh, that's
wonderful. And one of my favorites is the reverse chocolate chip cookies.
I want to wish you good luck for the holiday, since you're celebrating Yom Kippur soon and Rosh Hashanah, which is the New Year, Jewish New Year, and the book Kosher Taste, Plan, Prepare, and Plate. Amy Stopnicki, Stopnicki. You have a website, Amy?
At this point, I'm just on Facebook, Amy's Kosher Taste, or Instagram, Amy's Kosher Taste.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you and yours. And all of you, return with me next Sunday for 2 hours right here, America's Dining.